What you gonna do?
I hope you know how to cook a good meal.
Exactly.
I know how. I hope you know how to like clean up or something. But if you don't,
you want a lot from a woman,
huh?
A relationship is a dual thing. It's not a one sided.
I agree.
You know, you agree?
If you,
I agree. It's a dual thing.
Yeah, we cook together. We clean together.
Now, see, this is one thing that I've always said. We could compromise on some things. I don't mind cooking because that's what I do. I cook. But I don't want to wash the dishes. Okay?
That's a compromise.
I'll sweep the floor, but for some reason I have a problem with mopping it.
That's a compromise.
Yeah. It's like, I'll stay at home if you go to work. I don't have a problem with that. You know what I mean?
No, that's the problem. No. But you know what? Stay at home. But if I have to get up to go to work and you don't, my house better be spick and span.
Uh-huh.
My house better be, I better have a meal on the table every day.
Every day.
If
I can't call out for pizza?
No. Pizza?
Huh?
No. Because who paying for the pizza?
That's right.
Huh?
Who paying for it?
I get a weekly allowance.
Oh, no, you didn't. No. Ain't no allowance.
Okay. Allowance for food. Back to you, Sierra.
I'm working every day to pay all the bills.
He need to go to work, too.
If I'm working...
We asked this question the other day. Let me get it from YouTube standpoint.
Yes.
If a man is down on his luck, you know, he's having hard times.
That's different.
Yeah.
Then you stand by your man.
He doesn't have a job. So, what do you expect? Does the man taking the trash out, whose job is that?
That's my husband's. I mean, I can do it too.
Okay, that's what I was going.
You know, I can.
But
do, I mean,
if he's there, there's no reason you should be doing it.
Right? Do you agree, James?
I guess I can accept that. I can accept the premise of it. If I'm at the house, yeah, you don't have to worry about taking out the garbage. But you know, if I, you know, broke my ankle at the job and I'm at the house,
you still will do it. No, I'm just
saying. That's the true mentality of women.
I'm trying to get
you. I'm gonna need you to go ahead and get your crutch and take them bags out.
Why
one
would
by
you carry
one?
The bags on the left hand besides you got the crutch in? That doesn't make any sense.
How stupid is that?
You're just stupid.
Exactly.
I'm just playing. I know my husband. Listen, I'm just playing, babe.
That's serious. That's why he walk around with a limp like his leg can't heal because he still got to carry all the heavy load. This is nonsense.
Dude, I just the trash.
Right.
The trash. That's all I'm saying.
When Bishop preached, you going to get all the trash out your life this year. That's why he fell on the floor like that.
He's like, no.
Like trash. Oh, it's just bringing back some scary memories.
They're having flashbacks and stuff. He's like Friday night. Friday night's
got to
be out.
So I just discovered something here. Okay, we're crashing down on JTB.
Oh my God.
We're crashing down on JTB, but it sounds like you're the woman version of JTB.
The illusion she has in her mind.
Yes, don't do that.
That's what it sounds like to me.
She just came attacking me. Let's see what else.
No, you can't relax at the house because that is my job.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to be doing.
How dare you relax?
I already took that position.
Yeah.
Just take it.
Yeah, don't the food need to be
Do
cooked?
Not apply. No need to apply.
No, we got to share, though. We got to share responsibility.
Okay, as far as cooking food, who
we share.
That's a shared responsibility.
Mm-hmm. We share.
Cleaning.
We share.
Like laundry.
I do that, of course.
So there's no expectation for him to do that at all, the laundry.
No.
Okay, well, now we're getting somewhere.
Okay, who puts the gas in the car when it's time to drive?
What not to do.
Okay.
You know, because the mother is always working. She's just showing him how to be a man, how to provide for himself, how to survive. That other stuff, she could teach you how to be, you know, good to a woman. But if he doesn't see that man, you know, being an example, then he tends to date a lot of females at the same time, have six different baby mamas at the same time. You know, I'm just saying, that's reality, though.
I still don't believe it's 9 out of 10 times the man's fault. I feel like this. We use a single family scenario.
Men lie.
Women lie.
Women cheat.
Do,
but 9 times out of 10, I mean,
This society now, the women cheat more than the men.
I don't know
because y'all trying to be something else that you're not.
Something. Okay, elaborate on that.
I have no elaboration.
Well, why would you say that if you have no elaboration?
You're trying to be basically you're trying to play the role of a man. I'm gonna do it to him before he do it to me.
No.
Women think like that.
Some, not all.
I didn't say, okay, well, some women think like that. Just like some men think the way you just described. Some men happen to be liars. Some men happen to be cheaters. Some women happen to be liars. Some women happen to be cheaters.
Some, but the percentage is high.
No.
When it comes to
stop it, I say.
The male.
No, I don't think so. I think it could be an equal balance here. But especially, you want to know why I think it's more, the percentage is higher on the women's side? Because women outnumber men 12 to 1. So therefore, the percentage makes it higher.
That's why you guys could have 6 women to yourself.
And that's why 6 women fight for 1 man.
Okay, so 9 times out of 10, it's the man.
9 times out of 10, it's the woman's fault.
So many women.
I'm not saying, I'm giving you a 50-50 scenario.
It's not 50-50.
You won't take 50-50?
No.
That's the best I could give you, because the man wouldn't cheat if the other woman wouldn't allow him to.
So okay, let me ask you a question: have you ever cheated before?
Not since I've been saved. No.
Have you ever cheated before
in life?
In life,
yes. Okay, have you ever cheated before?
No.
Stop.
No, never, ever, never.
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 So that makes me the 90% now.
Yes. Listen.
You're not making
sense.
So
when you cheated.
Good question. Good question. Yes.
If he abusive and nasty and ugly, kick him out the first day he loses his job.
But what happened to the marriage vows? What happened to the marriage vows?
That's your out right there. But if he is a good man and you know he a good man,
yes,
then you hold him down.
Now, what do you think is the proper amount of time? Like a week, a year, 2 years, 5 years? What if he's out of work for 10 years.
Then what would be the problem? He can't get disability. Because if he out 10 years, he definitely something wrong with him. And we're going to get a disability
right,
check.
Because a real man will want to take care of a household.
Exactly.
Okay.
Now, that's Bible. The man is supposed to be the provider of the house. You can't provide if you're not working. Now, things happen in life. You know, you lose a job. You get laid off. You know, you're trying to build a business.
But are
you going towards that business? Are you making those efforts that you need? Or are you working on your business plan for 5 years?
But it takes time to do some things. You have to realize that.
It does take time.
Yes.
But
address that. You make sure you say that.
It does take time.
Okay, thank
you. It takes time to get a business off the ground. But I need to see some progression. I need to see.
So I can't just have it written on a paper?
No, because that paper need to start getting some action, because that paper not going to pay that rent.
I plan on typing it up the next week.
Okay, well, after you type it, it's still not going to pay no rent. So at the end of the day, I'm going to need for you to go do something. Now, you may need to just go get you something to say, okay, baby, look, I'm trying to get this rolling. But in the meantime, I'm going to do this to try to build and bring in something to the house.
So what do you think would be a proper amount of time, I'm saying?
I mean, I can't really, I can't give a proper amount of time
because, like I said, 10 years.
You should be getting SSI or something, right?
SSI, yeah. Social Security, disability.
You think I want to get some SSI.
Have to be like a certain type of car. Like it couldn't be more than 5 years old.
It couldn't be no more than 5 years old.
Okay, wow. Yeah. Okay. Well, what kind of car do you have to have? Did it have to be a foreign car? Could it be in a nice clean Ford Escort? Could he roll up?
No, what?
I couldn't pick you up in my nice 2002 Ford Escort, and it's only 2003?
No.
Oh, my Lord.
Oh, no. Wow.
That seemed like it would have been impossible to date you. All I had was a Cutlass Sierra. I wouldn't even know.
Pull up like, what is that, a Ford
model? If it was a nice decked out Cutlass.
If it had rims on it, yeah. You'd be good? Okay.
It was nice,
okay.
Yeah.
Got you. And some sounds.
Well,
I ain't had no sound. I had factory speakers.
How dare you pull up in a Geo Metro?
Right.
Get out of here. What is this crap?
This is deep.
Yeah.
This is deep. Y'all irritate.
Wow. So I just had to. So, okay. I don't even know where to go from there. I'm just like stunned. Like, thank God I am married, because I would have lost all hope. Like, you know, my bank account ain't where it needs to be right now. So I guess I'll stay single until, you know, I put a couple $100,000 in the bank.
Yeah.
I guess so. Or sell drugs. You know, one of the two.
I don't know. That one, I don't care.
It's okay. The car had to be.
Really make a how did
they have to dress? Did they have to be in like the latest and greatest? Do I need to have on True Religion jeans when I come to talk to you, or could I have on my rustlers from Walmart?
I mean, the name don't matter as long as you decent.
As long as you got a crease down the middle.
Not no crease. Who wear creases? Who wear creases?
I don't know.
Now, if you had a crease in your pants, you definitely better not even come near me.
No. I go put a crease and some cowboy boots on.
No,
you know, some people think that's
how old people is. Old people wear that.
Oh man,
old people be having no creases.
So they need to be baggy, and at least the waistline need to be like mid thigh.
No, okay. Pull your pants on your butt.
Pull them up. Okay, yeah. They need to be pulled up, but no creases. I'm trying to, you know, because I might write a book on this or something. I'm trying to get an understanding. Okay, so need to be on your butt, no creases. Okay, what else? What else is there? All right, well, how about the physical appearances? We know the junior teddy bear has a problem with teeth.
You had a problem with teeth? So I have a problem with teeth too.
Okay, see, just alike. Yeah, see,
I do.
Oh. Go ahead, I'm listening to spill
Yeah,
beans.
You have to have nice teeth.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
So I asked
you can come back.
I asked this question to him. Okay, you have to have. I get that you have to have nice teeth.
I mean, but you can't be picky and choosy, though.
Okay, but I was going to say,
you can.
How many?
No, you can't.
Dental hygiene means a lot.
Yes, it means a lot,
it
but...
It does. Like, if you need Listerine, I promise you I'll go buy you some. I get you some floss.
It burns, though. Nobody want to burn them up like that.
Huh? That's all plaque is fighting against. It's a war. There's a war in your gum.
They oh, have, it's a battle going on in your mouth right now.
Yes. All that. You got casualties of war falling out there? Yeah, what are you talking about?
Oh my God.
You don't need the cool mint, Listerine. You don't need the super.
You need the original.
You need the original. Yeah, that feels like you just, like,
that's what it feels like when you don't brush your teeth after a while. That's, hey.
What do you mean?
So I was going to ask, like, is there a limit, like a maximum amount of teeth that can be messed up in your mouth before you say no? No, I can't talk to you.
But listen, you can't be picky and choosy about stuff like that because you would never find the right person. Like, they had to have, because this is how I used to think. They have to have nice teeth.
Mm-hmm.
They have, you know, dress
See,
nice.
See, she had
and,
to change. Listen.
Yeah, you
listen
have
closely.
To change. You no, have listen. To, because if you don't change, you're gonna be by yourself forever. What if she don't got nice teeth? Then what? But she a nice person. You right, like, genuinely like her.
Is she making plans to do something about him?
He's gonna be single forever.
Like, is she using her dental plan, her HMO policy for
no,
the job?
No, you cannot do that, Bobby.
Huh? Is braces in the future?
Bobby, you cannot be like that, because she could be the one, but her teeth messed up, so you can't
no,
talk.
No, no, no. If there's a...